Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. My name is Ben, and I'm so glad that you're here. This is the first Wednesday in Lent in the church calendar. If you have a prayer request, as always, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. Be our honor and joy to pray for you and with you. Thank you for your support, benwardmusic.com/donate. We need you and we thank you. In the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. So I yield to you and to your careful hand. When I trust you, I don't need to understand. So make me your vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing but all you've given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. In the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. So I yield to you and to your careful hand. When I trust you, I don't need to understand. So make me your vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. 'Cause where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom, and the kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames to carry your new fire today. Where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom, for the kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames to carry your new fire today. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. So make me your vessel. Make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. 'Cause where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom. The kingdom is here. Lay down my old flames to carry your new fire today. So make me a vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. We do have a prayer request today from Queen in Nigeria. Lord, we just want to pray for Queen. Lord Jesus, help them to turn away from shame and sin and ungodliness. God, we just pray for divine transformation. Lord, we just pray for the right person for Queen, for peace, deliverance from evil, God. Lord, we just ask you. Lord, we lift up Queen. We join together as your people. Bless Queen in Nigeria today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil of high surrender, you are breaking new ground. Lord, break new ground in us today. As you're doing for Queen that we've prayed for, but also in all of our hearts, God, break new ground in us, in the soil of our hearts, God. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Psalm 119, 49 through 72. Remember your word to your servant, because you have given me hope. This is my comfort in my trouble, that your promise gives me life. The proud have derided me cruelly, but I have not turned from your law. When I remember your judgments of old, O Lord, I take great comfort. I am filled with a burning rage because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been like songs to me wherever I have lived as a stranger. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and dwell upon your law. This is how it has been with me, because I have kept your commandments. You only are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to keep your words. I entreat you with all my heart, be merciful to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways, and I turned my feet toward your decrees. I hasten and do not tarry to keep your commandments. Though the cords of the wicked entangle me, I do not forget your law. At midnight, I will rise to give you thanks because of your righteous judgments. I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your commandments. The earth, O Lord, is full of your love. Instruct me in your statutes. O Lord, you have dealt graciously with your servant according to your word. Teach me discernment and knowledge, for I have believed your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good, and you bring forth good. Instruct me in your statutes. The proud have smeared me with lies, but I will keep your commandments with my whole heart. Their heart is gross and fat, but my delight is in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is dearer to me than thousands in gold and silver.
The earth is full of your goodness. The earth is full of your good. The earth is full of your goodness. The earth is full of your good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is from the book of Mark 1:29-45. As soon as he left the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place. And there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. A leper came to him, begging him, and kneeling, he said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him. He was made clean. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the word, so that Jesus could no longer go into a town openly, but stayed out in the country. And people came to him from every quarter.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this first Wednesday in Lent in the church calendar. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today, as we do every day on morning prayer and worship. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations. Just lay them all out. Just tell Him. I must tell Jesus. He hears us. Now, our immediate families, our extended families, whatever that means in your life today, lift them up. They need your prayers today.
Down at your feet, Lord. Lay it down, lay it down, lay it down.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, lift them up now. Whoever the Lord lays on your heart, you may have a need you don't know about, and that's why the Lord put their name into your mind, into your heart. For your enemies now. Bless those who curse you. Jesus commands us to do it. Pray blessing upon them. Pray what you would want prayed for you. It changes them. It changes you. It changes the circumstance. You will see the glory of the Lord as you pray for your enemies today.
Feet, Lord, we lay it down at your feet.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore, and especially today. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are surrounded, see the glory of the Lord. Open your eyes, open your ears, and see His glory today. Amen and amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support. BenWardMusic.com/donate. We need you, and we thank you. Bye-bye.